This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, September 1st, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar. On this edition of the program, we get ready for Aqua Vida at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, a production with music, acrobatics, and water on stage. And poet Jo McDougall talks about her new memoir, Daddy's Money, just published by the University of Arkansas Press.
Ozarks at Large in KUAF is supported by Coleman Pharmacy in Fort Smith, offering prescription and over-the-counter medicine since 1948, plus phone and internet refills, drive-up window, and delivery. Also featuring a gift and card department and gift wrapping. ColemanPharmacy.com. We begin this edition of Ozarks at Large with the news that the Arkansas Air National Guard's 188th Fighter Wing, based at Fort Chaffee, is preparing for deployment to Afghanistan. The unit, whose A-10 Thunderbolt II aircraft will be used to support ground forces, expects to deploy during the summer or fall of 2012. As the National Guard's combat presence has increased over the past decade, Lieutenant Colonel Keith Moore says the Guard is making efforts to help soldiers' families while soldiers are away on deployment with what the Guard calls family readiness groups.
They would function as kind of a small parallel organization that would provide support for a family that may have some kind of problem, see a disaster strike and house burned down, some kind of other significant family impact during the time frame while the service member is overseas, then the family readiness group and service representatives here can help that family out.
Lieutenant Colonel Moore says the National Guard has been used more and more in combat situations since the beginning of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
The National Guard has moved from what we used to call a strategic reserve to actually more functioning as an operational force over the span of these wars for the past 10 or 12 years. So what that means is we are as much involved in active combat as our counterparts in other services.
275 members of the 188th already deployed to Afghanistan in 2010, but Lieutenant Colonel Moore says it's hard to say how many personnel will be called up this time.